Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Home Time Radio and to my show, Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara, every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, with Christopher. And tonight, we're going to talk about your happiness. In particular, how to regain your joy after hardship. And I want to ask you, when was the last time you stopped to think about whether you're truly happy? Because we run around each day trying to bring joy to others, many times putting our own joy on hold. And how about making yourself a priority and tending your own needs and desires? Because joy is subjective to each of us. For instance, my joy may be having a big family, and yours may be having a successful career. And of course, we all hold multiple joys like good health, stability, spiritual awareness, material possessions. And any or all of these things can make us incredibly happy. But if you're having trouble finding your happiness, it's a red flag that you may be seeking it in the wrong place, like greed, toxic relationships, situations that create bad karma, vanity, vengefulness, resistance. These things will only take you further away from joy, from your joy, from your happiness. And it can be especially difficult to feel happy after you've suffered through something like divorce, separation, loss, a legal battle, a financial or health crisis, which happens all the time in life. So no matter how understanding you are, certain hardship can drain your joy away. We used to say all the time that joy and happiness is actually a state of mind. The truth is that every major experience will change you. But how it will change you, it's completely up to you, because life is the way you respond to everything that's happening to you. Every argument will make you rethink things. Every betrayal will cut away a bit of your trust in others. Every health scare will make you appreciate life more. So along your journey, you will meet serious challenges that will make you wonder your purpose and what they serve to your life. Your instinct tells you to be afraid of bad things, to avoid them at all costs, but challenges should not be seen as burdens. And many of us, we do see them as burdens. They're more like tests that keep you on a spiritual path and help you let go of the dark, of the heavy energies of resentment, of anger, fear, and sadness. In other words, every day, you have to work to meet your challenges and recognize them for what they really are. What they really are, a call to action and an opportunity to change your life for better. When you wake up in the morning, you have to say, I wake up to paradise, another day in paradise. But when you resist the challenge, you disconnect yourself from your joy. And what do? You create your suffering. This is actually not a good idea. Not a new idea, sorry. It's an old idea. Actually, Buddhists say that suffering is actually caused by your attachment. And we tend to attach. We are creatures of habits, creatures who like to attach. But Judaism believes that The reason of our suffering is not so much our attachment, and it is our separation from God. On the other hand, Jesus urged us to forgive, which means to let go, to disconnect from our resistance to what is happening in our life, and accepting that we can alter what happened and cannot alter the past. So every spiritual tradition is teaching us that suffering has a lot to do with acceptance, and accepting whatever is happening, that is happening, whatever is happening is the first step to a new joy. Because no matter what has been done to you, whatever life has thrown at you, you actually deserve to be happy. In an ideal world, all of us would always feel happy. But what's an ideal world? In this world, joy can turn into pain from one minute into the next. You can only have to look at the news, to watch the news, and the pain is there. How can you change that? Now, the answer to me, and I'm going to come with my take on it, and these are my so-called four simple wisdoms. Because wisdom will help you regain your power in any situations and bring back your joy, because it allows you to see things through a different lens, in a different way. So that's what I want you to see. But if you avoid the wisdom, and you'll not only remain trapped in your problem, but seek more deep into the problem. So the way I see it, there are four wisdom that serves as the pillars to a joyful life. And I want to go through the four wisdoms as pillars to a joyful life. And I should say that the number one pillar of a joyful life is that at any given moment, you have more and more reasons to be happy. Because joy is within and is not without. So that's the major pillar of life, is that joy is within you and it's a state of mind, and you should not be conditioning your joy to anything that comes from it, from the outside world. What I actually see people doing all the time is that they look for joy in the outside world. They look for they condition their joy. They condition joy associated with, if I have this, if I buy my house, I'll be happy. If I'll get married, if I'll have, then I'll be joyful. So joy should never be conditioned. As I said, is within you, and at a given moment, you have the right reason to be happy. You'll never have all the joys in the world, but you'll always have enough reason to be happy. Now, another pillar of the four wisdom is that you cannot have joy if you do not have peace. In other words, joy works hand in hand with peace. People who are not peaceful, they cannot understand the concept of happiness and joy, because happiness stems from inner peace, from nurturing a healthy relationship between your past and your present. So that's why forgiveness works wonders in bringing peace. That's why these teachers of the world, they talk so much about forgive, detaching, let go, removing yourself from the situation. That's why Jesus said, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing, because he wanted to free himself. If in life you hold on to the anger, to the resentment, then you're not progressing, you're not moving forward. You're not able to free yourself from the problem. So let's see, whatever problem you might experience with somebody in your life, and with a situation in itself, you have this ability to detach yourself from the problem. And this is the word forgive from forgive from come from a Greek word that means to detach. And when you detach, you liberate yourself. When you liberate yourself, you actually, what do you bring? You bring peace. And what did I say? I say you cannot be in a state of happiness if you are not in a state of peace. So what does it mean? Happiness stems from your inner peace, from nurturing a healthy inner self. And that comes true about relationships that exist between your past, your present, and the future that you project. And as I said, at any given moment, you have more than one reason to be happy. So don't find reasons not to be happy. Look at all the reasons to be happy. You know, a large portion of living joyfully comes from understanding that you already possess all the joy you need without having to look any further than your inner self. True happiness is a state of being that emerges from within you. Every day we rely on external sources to transform our lives, money, power, work, even people. We depend so heavily on outside factors to guide us towards a better life that we forget the key to genuine joy that are in our own pocket. So applying this four wisdom every day will raise your perception, will transform your mentality, will improve your reality, and consequently, you will create a better tomorrow. So it's time to make room for joy once more, because if your whole heart is filled with sadness, how can happiness come back in? Now, today, you know, if you're looking for any answer, and let's say you're sad, let's say you went through a hard time, let's say you don't know how to navigate from sadness into finding that inner peace that I'm talking about, the number to call is 202-570-7057. Then, Erica, I'm going to go to you in a moment. But if you can't get through, or if you don't want to talk to me on the radio, feel free to call me at, feel free to email me at carmenajra, Carmen Jara, one word, my name with double R, carmenajra at AOL. That's my email for 20-something years since AOL exists. And you can ask me questions, give me a feedback, schedule something like a session with me. I always understand, you know, your request, and I'm here to work with you. And you know what? I always, for instance, give you sessions free, or I can honor if you buy any of my books, I can give you, or if you come with me on the radio, go 3 minutes. So I want you to be part of my family. I want us to join forces in raising the understanding of happiness and the wisdom of life. And we can connect. We can stay in touch through the social media, like Be My Friend on Facebook, Carmen Jara on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. As you know very well, I'm an author of 8 books. I'm also releasing a new book right now. In the near future, I'm finishing a new book. I'm also a singer. I did a lot of new music. If you like music, I believe music has this ability to heal the soul, is the sound therapy. So I do all kinds of songs. So you can listen to my music. You can make comments on the work that I do. You can come up with all your questions. I do a lot of live whenever you need questions, I do live on Facebook, so we can work this way together. And I also have my newest book, The Karma Quiz Guide to Relationship, which is a book on karma in relationship, the role that karma plays, that also I recommend for everybody who struggles with relationship. So coming back to to our discussion today. I'm going to go in the next minutes, and I'm going to talk to you about the five stages of life. So I will look into how we can actually go through the five phases of life in a joyful way and learn from the five phases of life. Because nothing begins that does not end, and nothing ends before something new begins. So this is a big statement that I want you to eventually write it out and frame it and put it on a wall, because it's so powerful. And every one of you who listens to the show, life is, it's interesting, life is such an adventure. We all have a story, we all have a movie. If anybody will write our lives like a script, you know, I think of my own life like being a movie of someone who came in this country with $40 in my wallet, growing in a village down in Romania with no running water, they're becoming a singing sensation, escaping the communists, emigrating to America, marrying my husband weeks later, trying to build a life here in a different part of the world with a different belief system, a different language, writing books in a different language. So it's interesting how you adapt, you adjust, you know. It's this incredible flux of my life and of your life. So I'd love to talk about you, because life is never boring. It's like a symphony. It's a symphony of wild melodies that we move through different phases, and we carry different tune, different energy. So with this constant cycle, we're responsible for creating our joy, because this is a theme of my show. We're responsible for creating joy. I know I need to go to a break in a minute. And Erica, hold on the line, because right after the break, I'll take your call and we'll go back on the air. So hold on the line, Erica.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. I'm back, and today we're talking about joy and how to go through life with joy. And I'm gonna discuss a little bit the five phases of life, because I'm so intrigued about the phases that we go through life. But I have a caller, actually, that is from Florida. I'm gonna take a call and then we go analyze these phases of life that have a lot to do with the way we move through life and the way we keep us, happy and joyful. So, hi, Erica from Florida. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. First of all, thank you for doing this program because it's really helpful.
Good. Well, we're talking interesting topics, and we're trying to raise the understanding about something that we all experience. So, but in your case, Erica, I love you that you're in Florida like me. We get to experience the beautiful weather all the time, all the year around.
Yeah.
So tell me,
yes,
how can I help you today? What would be your question? Because when you call, you always have a concern. You always have something that you need a different understanding, or you need somebody to validate, or you need an answer. So
exactly.
What is your concern right now?
Well, last year it was a really rough year. I got married 2 years ago, and then I have a couple miscarriage. The last one, I had an ectopic pregnancy, and I just collapsed, and then I woke up in the hospital, and then they had to take the baby. It was an ectopic, so they cut my ovary, and it was really, really traumatic. When I woke up,
yes,
I was, the medication was too strong for me, and after 2 days, I left the hospital, and then 2 days after, I started having palpitation. I couldn't breathe, and that it was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Almost for a month. In a month, I only slept like 6 hours or 8 hours. I couldn't sleep at all, and nobody could find what it was. So it ended up being panic attack. I went to emergency room three times. They didn't find anything. They didn't find anything. You got nothing.
All the blood, the heart speed, the speeding of the heart, the lack of the inability to breathe.
It's horrible. I was shaking. Yeah, I was shaking for days, and the shaking didn't stop. It was like I was going to die, and nobody could find anything.
Because you were traumatized, the trauma that you've been put through made your brain panic, your whole body was in a shock, because you almost died.
Yeah, so I feel
bodily.
Yes, I feel bodily.
Any kind of meditation right now, on anything that you take right now?
I have a lot. I take like 7 pills a day.
No,
everything for the brain.
Okay, what is it exactly? Give me just an idea what you take.
Well, I also got detected fibromyalgia. Yeah, it's a lot. I was detected with fibromyalgia as well, that too, plus. So those two things I'm battling with: panic attack, depression, and anxiety. That was a diagnosis.
Well, anxiety,
so I'm taking clonazepam.
Okay.
Yeah. I take clonazepam, I take Lyrica, I take Tramadol.
Lyrica is for
fibromyalgia.
For fibromyalgia. Then clonazepam is for anxiety. What else do you take?
I take quetiapine, something like that.
I don't know why you need anything more than this, and I will incorporate in your medication something natural that can help you get rid. I don't want you to depend on medication long term, because regardless of whatever happened to you, I want you to continue to believe that the day will come when you're a young woman, you can still have babies, you can still go back to joy, and you can forget this bad episode, put it back to rest, Because I yes, think you I was, have a beautiful I was, child.
Yes. I was on at the house without, I couldn't work, I couldn't go out for months.
Right.
So I just started
Absolutely.
Working again. And it was okay. like reborn. I started knowing, I started driving again. And it
right.
was like I was a child. It was a horrible experience. Because it's something that I couldn't control.
Yes.
I took a break from pills
completely.
And it was
yes.
bad.
But now you're going to so in other words, the body will get healed. The body has intelligence. The body will adjust and the body forget. So you will never completely forget. The memory goes dormant, but you will get so much better. Plus, we need to break through the bad memory by replacing with a positive experience. And I want you to start believing that you're going to get better, you know. And I want
yes.
to integrate in your system something natural to balance the hormones
yes.
in the brain. Because I don't think you have such a... I do believe that there was an anxiety caused, motivated by some circumstances. But I also believe mm-hmm. that you will be able to overcome this, you know. And this mm-hmm. doesn't have to be that you depend
on medication. I also, I want to mention this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I recently travel. I born in Ecuador. That's when I
right.
when I'm
right.
came from. So I went back there almost for a month because I needed a break, and maybe that will help me. That helped me a lot to see my family and to rest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I still need
right.
the pills, and it's just so many things in my head. I can't control it. I was on therapy
okay,
at the hospital for depression and all that for 3 months. That
no,
helped a
I
lot.
I want you to check on some natural stuff. Like
yes, that's
down.
What I would like.
I want you to write down Travacor.
Yes.
Travacor. 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 I want you to write
yeah.
down GABA.
I'm writing G-A-G,
down. Travacor. GABA,
yeah.
G-A-G-A, GABA, and Calm G. They all work naturally with the nervous system, regulating
mm-hmm.
the hormones in the brain and regulating the depression in a natural way, without creating dependency,
yes.
without creating side effects, and you don't have to depend on them for the rest of your life. So you, in a frame of 6 months, you girl, I promise you, you'll be perfectly fine, and you can start steadily eliminating these pills out of your system and the belief
yes.
that you are a woman depending on. I don't want you to depend on this medication. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think
yes,
you
I don't
will
like
be fine.
I don't like pills at
no.
all.
No.
This is
absolutely.
An episode really bad.
It doesn't. Absolutely. Well, you know, the reaction of the body was a reaction, but that doesn't mean that you forever debilitated from this. You temporarily
yes, because I don't have
suffer.
Kids at all, and I'm
no,
36.
And
I'm going to turn 36 next week.
You are young, you're beautiful, and you will have a beautiful child in a year or two, and your life will move in the right direction, and this experience will be forgotten
mm-hmm.
because will be replaced with a positive experience. And you cannot
mm-hmm.
dwell into it for the rest of your life and become mutilated, you know what I mean? That this experience
yes.
happened. No, you have to get better. You have to get better.
Okay, so can I just quit taking these pills and start taking the
tobacco? I don't think
when
right
you...
away. I should say this.
Mm-hmm.
My advice is this. Start taking,
mm-hmm.
integrating Travacor and Calm G. You're going to feel better, calmer, more relaxed, more in control, emotionally in control. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Start feeling this way. And,
mm-hmm.
and when you start feeling already so much better emotionally, then those pills need to be cut in four... reduce slowly the dose, very slowly, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
so you don't cut the you don't eliminate completely the pill, just very slowly. So I wanna can you call me next week?
Yes, sure. I'm
Let's
always
do
looking
this.
For
get,
you.
You know what I mean? Promise me you're going to get these pills and start taking them.
Yes,
and let's
I will.
Let's go on the show and see how you... I want to monitor your the way you feel in a week, in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks, and then steadily go in reducing the medication and take it out of your system. Probably you might have to take Lyrica for a while because that's for fibromyalgia, and that's probably less damaging, you know? At least for now, you know. Then you might have to, you might in time get rid of that one too, you know.
Okay.
But so far,
I already
want you to walk away.
Yes.
I want you to be pills free. You're a young woman. You're a beautiful young soul that doesn't deserve to be on anything at your age. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with your heart. There's nothing wrong with your breathing. There's nothing wrong with you at all, you know. And anxiety a lot of people can have if they've been traumatized, but that doesn't mean they have to be, because you know what, let's say you want to have a baby and if you're on so many pills, you know what I mean, it's going to be really hard, you know?
Exactly. I can't even try with all those pills. That's why I'm not trying, because I want to get well first. And I'm actually, I already bought the Travacol you mentioned in the live Facebook session that you had.
Oh, you bought it.
I already have.
Perfect.
Yeah, you mentioned that one. I don't have that other one. You said GABA and Calvin?
Calm G. Calm and G, like in George. Calm G.
Oh, okay.
Those are developed by neuroscience. They very good natural stuff. They've been proven to work extremely well on the neurotransmitters in the brain. They regulate the dopamine. Because what does, you know, when you have a panic about, the epinephrine goes to the roof, your heart starts to speed, you know what I mean, as a result of it.
And
this and is
the breathing,
why
and then I can't even stand up.
Of course.
It's horrible.
You have a feeling like you're dying. You really have a sense, I'm dying right now. But
it's
actually,
like having a heart attack.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And reality is that the heart really can go to 140, to 160. It's scary. It's a scary physical reaction to something that is actually not real. You know what I mean? So I want you to understand.
I can't control
the way it.
Yes. Exactly.
Nobody can control anxiety.
No.
Is very tricky. But it can be worked in a natural way. And you know what helps? Mm-hmm. It helps exercise. Do you exercise? Exercise. Like exercising, like doing Zumba.
Not
doing,
much. But I work.
Please,
I work at
please,
Disney. I'm actually
a... Promise. Mm-hmm. I don't care how busy you are. I don't care if it's early in the morning, late at night. Promise me you go to some yoga classes.
Yes.
Yoga means unity of the
body. Oh, I would love
body.
That. Yes.
I want to tell you the good that does to the brain. It raises those neurotransmitters. It regulates them. And scientifically, it can be proven that it reduces those attacks to almost zero in time. So I really advise you, if you can do this for me, promise me you're going to do this.
Anything. I'll do anything that you tell me. I'm so desperate. It's frustrating.
So absolutely. Either yoga, either Zumba, either any kind of a dance classes, either aerobics. If not, go to a treadmill, to a bicycle, whatever that is, meditation, breathing exercise, mindful breathing, in which what you can do, you breathe, you can't keep the breathing in for 5 minutes, then you breathe out. Breathe in, count up to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, breathe out. Breathe in, count to five, breathe out. And do constantly this for like 20 minutes. I promise you, my love, in time, all this anxiety will subside, will go away, and you will be perfect. Try all of the things that I'm telling you in combination, and you see yourself, envision yourself. Sit in a yoga position. You know how to sit like in a pyramid, when the body becomes a pyramid. You know, imagine the body in the shape of a pyramid, and keep your hands by your legs, with the hands up, like you absorb the cosmic energy, like the body is actually designed to absorb the cosmic energy and allow that high frequency to penetrate through your brain along the kundalini, along the spine. It's going to be just so miraculous the way you're going to start healing your points of energy. And you will be better than ever. You will feel so good one day. You will say, have I ever had those stupid experiences? Did it ever happen? You will be so perfect. And so you learn to control yourself. And because I believe that all these experiences are just happening to make you better, to make you stronger, to make you more in touch with yourself, to make you more in control, to make you probably teach other people what to do in case they will go through something like this. It's all for a reason.
Yes, it's a learning.
No. So, mindful meditation, yoga, Zumba classes, any type of an exercise, buy every Travelcore, Kanji, GABA, buy all of these, take them. They regulate the hormones in the brain in an amazing way. Call me constantly on the show. Let's monitor the effect of everything I'm giving you. Then slowly we get out of the medication. And then you're going to be perfect. And promise me, you're going to think seriously of another baby this time. The universe will give you a beautiful baby and I'll come and baptize it for you. I love you. Thank you. I love you, my angel. Okay, baby. I'm going to take a break right now. I love you, my sweetheart.
Thank you so much. I love you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm back, everybody, on Home Time Radio with my amazing producer, Christopher. And I'm going to take your call, Valerie, in a minute. I want to tell you in 2 seconds which are the five stages of life, just very briefly. The first phase of life is stability. Stability is marked by consistency and continuation. It's a time in which abundance and manifestation is steady. Like stability is for many people having a home, a family, a reliable job, is the invaluable comfort of knowing that things are in order. So when we feel stable, we carry a sense of that tomorrow is fine and we know what tomorrow will bring, so we take joy in feeling balanced because everything is under control. So stability is one of the most joyful of all phases. And you know, you must try to remain in the phase of stability as long as possible. Another phase of life that is opposite of stability is the phase of chaos. A phase of chaos is when things crash down abruptly. Chaos is not always negative. It is it's like everything falls apart, but it's temporary. And it's necessary. Like I feel what's going on in the world right now, even in our country, it's a temporary state of chaos in order to regain stability. And order actually emerges from chaos. I remember that the German philosopher Schopenhauer used to say that chaos is necessary for progress. I really believe that in people's life, chaos is necessary for progress. So don't lose sight of your ambitions and don't allow outside influences to alter your goals. So anticipate this period that might follow in your life. So anticipate the period of turmoil because it might happen. And you need to be very strong in a period of chaos. But remember, it's temporary. Another phase of life is the movement. The stage of movement is hectic, but it's marked by enthusiasm and excitement and new possibilities, like fresh possibilities. It's exactly like the start of a new career, a new responsibility, a new addition to the family, a new relationship, a new home, relocating to a new area. In the phase of movement, you have to launch yourself towards the full movement of the moment, like the full momentum of the moment. This is not a time to wait or look back to the past. It's the time to take all that has been given to you and run with this. It's like you recognize you're in a movement and then suddenly you find yourself in the middle of unexpected activities. The opposite of movement and the last phase is the stagnation. It's like the river may flow and flow, but sooner or later, you'll reach still waters. Like, things slow down. You may feel alone. You might feel isolated. You may feel frustrated. You may feel confused. You may feel you can't take step forward. You may feel it's hard to open doors, and you knock, and the doors don't open. Do you resonate with what I'm telling you? So this phase is from the phase of chaos, to the movement, to the being stagnant, to the being stable. These are phases that we all go through. But the phase of being stagnant shouldn't be a desperate one, but the preparation for the next movement, you know? And then the last phase, the fifth one that exists, is adaptation. You have to take time to become familiar to phases, you know, and not allowing them to take control over you. So let's say moving to a new home with your family, which is a source of stability, but requires your mental, your physical, and your emotional adaptation. So by nature, you're molding after your environment. So you have to take time to adjust to changes, to events. You have to study your surrounding. You have to understand how to make the most of things while being reassured that you're equipped, you know what I mean, to adapt. So I gave you the phases because I just want you to understand that some of these phases pass more smoothly than others. But you have to recognize the phases of life in order to understand that the phases of life can grant you the courage to comfort any challenges with awareness and acceptance. And that, to me, is the mentality of joy. Because I did this show tonight about the mentality of joy, about being joyful in a challenging time, about understanding the concept of joy. When you go through adapting, when you go through the phases of chaos, when you go to the transformation of your life, and when you have to understand how important it is, you know what I mean, to search joy within and not without, and how much powerful it is to create new joys and to find a peace associated with the concept of joy. So I can go on and on and on about talking about this amazing topic that I love, that I had such a great pleasure to talk. But before I end this show, I'm going to go definitely to talk to Valerie from California. Hi, my dear Valerie. Thank you so much for being part of my show.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
It's good to hear your voice.
Yes.
Do you resonate with my topic? Do you resonate? And I'm going to ask you, are you feeling happy? How where do you stand when it comes to joy in your life? Can you say, yeah, well, I'm happy every single day. I'm grateful for the joy that I have, and I'm creating new joys every day.
Yes, I am grateful.
Good, good. I wanted to hear that. And I'm grateful that you are grateful. I'm grateful that you, for your statement. It's just so precious to me. It validates the concept, yes. Mm-hmm. So how can I help you, my Valerie?
Okay, Carmen, I'm still looking for work, but I want a direct hire. In other words, I don't want to go through an agency. I want to go through, a direct hire. In other words, the company is putting up, And
no, I understand, and I agree with that. I agree as a principle. It makes perfect sense to me.
Yes. So absolutely. Do you see that coming up?
Right, yes. I see that coming up. I see actually a direct hire, and I see you having a meeting. Does it make sense to be inviting to an interview or to a meeting with a company? I see like a management company. I see two men at an event. I have a, like when you say that, you know, my mind goes there at that specific moment. And I see these two guys, and one of them is lighter, one of them wears glasses, but it's more darker. And there's two men, and one has a blue out suit, and you know what I mean? They both very, like, put together. Like, they're very business, two people that look business. And one is more like a CEO, one is more like, how should I say, secondhand or not having that much power. But they come together, there's a meeting, and I see a window with the, like a lot of glass, a huge window, high ceiling window. And they love to meet with you. Any of this can make sense with you, and I see an initial E, F, A. So that, it's like, it's interesting how when you tune into something, the universe gives you hints. Hints, images associated with an experience, with something that you need to look into. So I'm giving you hints, you know, I'm giving you something to relate to. Okay, does this make sense? Yeah.
This would be in the medical field.
Yes, it can be in any field. It doesn't matter which field is it. I feel like these people can be hiring you.
Right, and it's a direct hire, not an agency.
Yeah, not an agency. Right. Yeah.
Okay, do you see how...
So let's say, can you be hired in a working for a hospital? Will that be... Or can you be hired for a private medical, you know, like a private
either
office?
Or.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be either or.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, so in other words, it may be the man that I've described, it can be the owner, or can be somebody who's hiring, you know, there are people who are hiring, you know, who are not necessarily the doctors, are in charge of hiring, the hiring position.
Right. Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't going to be an agency, because... I really didn't want to go.
No, I hear you. And I agree with you not going through the agency, and I don't think it's through the agency. No, it's not.
And do you see that it's a part-time or a full-time?
I think the offer here that comes will be actually a full time.
Okay.
I feel like these people will want you to work full time. But I also think that there you will have option, or you can tell them what you can do, you know?
Yeah.
You might be in a position of saying, well, this is what I can do and this is what I cannot do. Does it make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
And do you see if it's working with the adult population?
Right, yes.
It's in the adult or the kids?
No kids, no.
So it's the adult?
Yes. No children. Okay. No, I don't see children. Do you want to work with kids? Do you want to work with kids?
I can work with either one, but if it's to the adult, that's fine.
I think those are not kids, no.
Okay. Do you see how soon that's going to come in?
August 20th, August, middle of August. Actually, if I put it this way, a matter of weeks.
Okay.
Not long.
So I've done all the footwork. They're just going to contact me then.
Yeah. Did you do your part? Because I think you need to do your part. Yes. Yeah, I did. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if you did your part, it's just whatever you did is this is you just see the result. Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. And can I ask one more question, or is there somebody else?
Sure. Please.
On?
No. Please. Yeah.
Oh, I would like to be in a committed relationship.
You will be. I feel like you meet somebody. I feel like your priority for some reason right now is to get this job. I don't know if you agree with me.
I agree.
This is important to get your job, and I feel like the relationship is something that comes next, right after you get this. This is done, and after this is done, that you can make this right.
Okay.
It's like the person comes into your life right after you decided, you know, to take this job, and this is you take out of your chest one problem, so one thing is resolved.
Okay.
And some side of me might say that you meet somebody through the new job.
Yeah, I keep hearing that.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like this new job opens doors, and this is the way you meet someone.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
how that's how
partner.
I see it. Yeah. Okay, my love.
Yeah. Okay,
I love
I'll
you,
call
my
you
Valerie.
Back next month and let you know. I love you too.
Anytime
you
want, let me know. Let me know about your work when you're getting it, so I can celebrate it with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, my dear. Thank you for calling. Okay. Okay, everybody, so I'm coming to the end of the show. I hope you celebrate this show with me, because this was a topic that I really, really enjoy talking to you, because as you know, when you resist a challenge, you disconnect yourself from your joy and you create your suffering. So this show was meant to make you understand that you're not supposed to attach, you're supposed to let go, you're supposed to forgive, and you're supposed to accept. And, happiness is a state of mind, and please, at any given moment, create more joy and more happiness in your life, because joy is within and not without. And it comes from understanding that you already possess all the joy you need, but you have to look within your inner self, as true happiness is a state of being that emerges from within you. And I'm Carmen Hanna on Home Time Radio. I'll be with you next week, the same place, Home Time Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Same amazing producer, Christopher. So I'm looking forward to you. And thank you so much for listening to tonight's episode on Miracle Guidance from Everyday Life. And again, remember that I'm here next Tuesday, and you can always send me an email with your question, sign up for my newsletters, let's get in touch on social networks. If you want to speak with me, feel free to call, feel free to email me. And I'm Dr. Carmen Hara, and I'll see you next week, same time, same place, on Time Radio. And I hope that you will find your joy.